This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And join us to talk more about it is a pinch hitter for our reporters, Chris Holmes, an accomplished kayaker himself. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Don.
Chris, talk about Massey's demo day. I think they changed the time to accommodate the heat, correct?
They did. Good advice for fishing and demo days. They moved it up 8 a.m. It's going to start this morning, end at noon in Bayou St. John, right by City Park, across in the bayou, right across from Deutsch's house. Plenty of parking along the street right there. Easy launch. We've got the kayaks up there where people can walk out. They just got to sign a waiver, put on a PFD, and step in and get to experience it right there. You know, guaranteed calm water. A little instruction if you need it, and it's a great chance to sample several different styles and models of kayaks.
Yeah, and for those who use GPS, it's 1700 Moss, and that's easy to remember, Moss Street, New Orleans, and that'll take you right there. It's easy to find. 8 to noon, about an hour and a half, it'll be getting underway, and you can try before you buy. Chris, what's your favorite kayak model?
My Hobie Outback is probably my all-time favorite. I've got models going back to about 2015, 2012, and it's changed, you know, shape and style and accessories over the years, but it's just one of the most versatile boats, inshore, offshore, freshwater, saltwater. It can do it all.
You know, Chris, today we've designated as Red Snapper Day on the show, and certainly red snappers can be caught from kayaks. In Louisiana, it's a little problematic because it's a pretty good hike to get to deep enough water to catch snapper, but you do some fishing along the Alabama-Florida coast, and from there, it's very doable. Tell us about some places you might be able to take your kayak out and catch some red snapper.
Navarre, Pensacola, all those areas. You know, the further east you go, the green, you know, bluer the water gets and cleaner the water gets, so it's a little bit better. I prefer Navarre. Navarre, their county has a great program. They put several hundred reef balls and rubble and bridge rubble and stuff out there with particularly kayakers in mind. And the reason it's so popular in area, oh, and they also put a dedicated ramp to be able to roll your kayaks up across that sand and get into the Gulf.
Wow, I love
that. The thing about that area is you got to remember you've got Pensacola Pass, and then the next pass into the Gulf is Destin for the boats. So you're kind of smack in the middle right there where these guys would have to come out the pass with their boats run 10, 15 miles parallel, you know, and they don't like to do that. They want to get out and head for deeper waters and stuff. So that's what makes it in particular such a great kayaking area. I mean, obviously snapper, but trolling for king mackerel, you know, all kind of other, you know, reef fish, bottom fish. Sailfish. You know, we've had a couple caught already this year from the kayakers over there.
Yeah, it's great to go over there, and you get into that deeper water that holds all those different species of offshore fish. Great way to do it. I wouldn't suggest it this weekend because they're going to have a little weather issue coming up over there. outside of that, they don't have oil rigs, so they put down reef balls and artificial reefs to attract the fish, which is wonderful. How about a little bit of a local report? If I know fishing's tough. It's hot, particularly if you're paddling a kayak. You can work up a sweat real quick. Maybe give us one spot where you might suggest the greatest amount of success that's not too far of a pedal or a paddle.
You know, we've still been catching a few fish in Delacroix and in Shell Beach. You know, one of the things about Shell Beach particularly, you got access to deeper water. You got the ship channel right there. You've got Bayou Iklowski. You got Lake Bourne, you know, on the right days and stuff. And you got some grass cover. You know, the grass didn't come back this year like it had before, but if you can find some of that grass on the edges of those deep water and fish those troughs, get down, you find a little bit cooler water because it is definitely in the 90s, you know, for the water. So, again, with the rain was knocking it down, keeping everybody out. But, yeah, and the same advice, you know, some of the other guests were sharing is, get out early, and even more important in a kayak because you got the physical aspect to it. You know, you're not just rodding, and you can't start up the motor. Let's take a rod and cool off a little bit. It doesn't work that way.
Exactly. Chris, thanks for a great job filling in for Eric. We really appreciate it.
No problem. And I know you mentioned it, but just remind everybody about Ride the Bull coming up. We're well over a couple hundred already signed up and always growing.
Easiest way to sign up?
Go to the CCA website. You can look them up. Ride the Bull has a Facebook page also.
All right. Hopefully they'll catch some of those big bulls, and we can – actually, the RFRI's got a permit to keep them, you know, strictly catch and release now. But those will be some brood stock for some fish that will be released later on. And
that's perfect. An added bonus.
Yes, indeed. Thanks again, Chris. Hope to see you soon.
Bye, Don. Have a good day.
All right, Chris Holmes filling in for Eric Mahabarak with our Paddler's Report.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.